Sports League interviewing Etta Goff from Lansing. Etta may be located at 323 North Walnut, apartment 412, Lansing, Michigan, 48933. This is March 26th, 1984. Go ahead, Etta.
I didn't have to talk right in. In 1946, when Grace and Connie went to Germany, I so wanted to go, but my mother was ill, and I couldn't leave her.
Etta, who is Grace?
Grace Van Wert.
Okay.
Then in 1955, I read in the State Journal that they needed teachers in Germany, and I thought perhaps this might be my chance. I talked to Miss Lugin, our elementary director, and asked if she thought I was too old to go. And she said she never thought of me as being old,
Etta,
and to go ahead.
Etta, how old were you, may I ask?
52. I went to Ann Arbor to interview the representative, and she assured me if I could pass the physicals, there would be a place for me. I passed with flying colors, and then came my shots. The doctor put four shots in my arm and told me to go home and go to bed. I told him I couldn't, as I had my church circle dinner meeting that night, and he said by that time he thought I would be a sick little cookie. I went home and took his advice, but I was up and down all afternoon, and about 5:30 I called a friend and asked her if I got sick at the dinner, if she would drive my car home, and she refused, so we took a cab. My arm felt like a big block of wood, but I was okay, and friends brought us home. On August 16th, all decked out with two beautiful corsages, my family and friends came to the depot to see me off to Detroit, where I was met by an uncle and two cousins with another corsage. I refused their dinner invitation, as I thought I might meet the girl from Grand Rapids and the two from Detroit in the diner. In the diner, I was the only lady, but as I left, I saw three girls sitting alone, and I asked them if they were on their way to teach in Germany, and there were my three. In the morning, they drew cuts to see who would wear two of my corsages. That day was my birthday, and when I thought I was alone, I opened a gift and some cards, and they caught me. That night we went to Walgreens so a girl from Chicago who had joined our group could make a call, and while there they did some shopping. On the way back, one of the girls asked if, after I had had my bath, she could come down, and I said yes. When I opened the door, there were all four, with ice cream, cupcakes with candles and all. They presented me with gifts of gum, Kleenex, and other goodies they'd bought at Walgreens.
Those were welcome when you got overseas too, weren't they?
They did come in handy once or twice. We took several trips in New York, and when our call for departure came, we saw the old Seaborne and Western patched up with everything from scotch tape to chewing gum. Before we got to Gander, one of the patches came off, and the engine outside my window blazed way up. But in Gander, they got us fixed up, and away we went, landing at Rhine, Maine. From there, I went to the Bayer-Schoenhof Hotel in Heidelberg, because our BOQs were not finished. On the second night, I met Maria, with whom I traveled all year, and my principal. My teaching was very much like Lansing, and I enjoyed it very much.
Etta, what were some of your first impressions of the school?
The school was brand new, and we had the books and everything to unpack and put away, and as far as the building was concerned, that was very much like a one-room building, you know.
Oh, in the United States?
In the United States.
The building was brand new.
Yes.
They had erected it for a school. Now, had there been a school there the year before?
No.
Oh,
this was at Patrick Henry Village.
Patrick Henry Village.
And the BOQs were not ready.
I see.
And the chapel wasn't built.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't know what a BOQ is. What is it?
Bachelor Officers Quarters.
Oh, Bachelor Officers Quarters. They weren't ready. Well, then there were some parents over there already.
Yes, the parents were in their BOQs and homes. Mm-hmm. Some of the higher officers had small homes there.
I see. German homes?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Apartments.
Apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend we went someplace. At Thanksgiving we went to Paris. At Christmas we went to Italy. And at Easter we went to the Holy Land. When school was out in June, we toured Scandinavia, Scotland, England, France, Spain, and Zermatt, Switzerland to see the Matterhorn. Maria and I came home by boat, going through the Hurricane Betsy. Then, home sweet home at 1207 Clio.
Etta, what was your relationship with the German people?
They were always very courteous, very friendly. Never once did I ever hear them say, "Yank, go home."
You didn't even have a German name. I had an advantage over there. I would say, they would say to me, "Sie haben ein Deutscher Name," and I would say, "Ja, ja, ich bin alles Deutscher." And that immediately put me in their favor.
Goff is more or less a good German name,
oh,
too.
Oh, is it?
No,
well,
but it's not as well known as your name.
Oh, well, that would help. Go ahead. Now, you mentioned something about the gum earlier.
Yes. When we were going to West Berlin, we found that one of the girls that was going with our group had one number wrong on her
Free pass. Mm-hmm.
And she had to go and have that taken care of. And we said we would wait for her. Well, our train waited for 10 minutes for her to get back, but she didn't get back in time, and that train went away. There was a young captain there who said to us, "If you girls would like to spend a little extra money, I can get you on that train." So he said, "Take this train to Gothenburg, and there you can get on the other train." So I was put in a booth with a German family, a father and mother and two little youngsters. They were twins and darling children. And I finally asked the father if the children had ever had gum, and he said no. So I gave them some gum that I'd gotten at my birthday party. And we visited and visited, and the children chewed their gum, and finally mother wanted them to have some lunch, a supper. And they didn't want to give up their gum, but I told the father to tell them that they could have new gum if they would give that to mother, which they did. And the father spoke such beautiful English, and finally I said to him, "Where did you learn your English?" And he said, "For 6 months, I was a prisoner of war in the United States." And he told me that the first part of that time, he was in Texas, and then he was transferred to New York. And we had such a good visit about things. And then I said to him, "What kind of treatment did you get as a prisoner of war?" And he said, "Oh, they were always so nice to me." And when it was time for me to get off in the train, he said, "Now you take this little bag," and he said, "I'll take your two bags and I'll take them over to the other train," which he did. So it shows that if you are friendly with them, they will be friendly back with you.
Etta, when I was in Japan in 1949, we were advised not to be friendly with the Japanese and not to socialize with the Japanese people. By 1952, it was perfectly permissible. permissible. And at no time were we punished or ostracized for our Japanese contacts, but it was not advisable. Now, what year is this again?
55 and 56.
In 55 and 56, the Germans were actually taking Americans into their home in order to make them comfortable in Germany by that time.
Much more so.
Yes. In fact, fraternization was welcomed then. But in the early days, I'm quite sure it was not. You commented that Heidelberg had not been bombed.
No. There was no sign of any bombing in Heidelberg, but we had to go about 20 miles to Mannheim to see any bombing.
At all?
At all.
Mm-hmm. You said you got into West Berlin.
Right.
And
we got into East Berlin mm-hmm. on a bus.
On a bus.
And we were amazed to see so many of the stores in East Berlin with beautiful things in the windows. But we were told by our guide that inside of the windows, there was nothing in those doors.
Oh, they just were a showplace.
They were just for show.
Etta, what did you do prior to going overseas?
I had taught in Lansing. For a long time.
All right. And what did you teach in Lansing?
I taught first grade.
And what did you teach in Germany?
I taught the same books in Germany that I taught in Lansing. And when I went over, there was one little book that I wanted, and they didn't have it there, so I asked my principal. And she said, Ella, if you want it, you can have it. So she ordered it, and when she looked over, looked it through, she said, oh, I'm so glad you asked for that book. She says, I think that's the funniest little book that I have had in teaching.
Who was your principal, Ella?
My principal was Ruby Anderson, and she was a dear. She was always so fair, so lovely. She had a car. If there was any time that we needed to go to the hospital or any place, her car was right there to take us. She didn't like to drive, so she took, I had another teacher there who did like to drive and was from Hutchinson, Kansas also. And Iris always did the driving for Ruby.
What kind of a car did she have? An American car or a European?
She had a European car.
I see. Mm-hmm. Etta, what was your pay when you went overseas? Do you happen to remember? Did you take a loss or a gain?
I don't remember what the pay was, but if I remember rightly, it was around $900 less in Germany than it was here. But I was glad to give that up for the experience. Going to Germany.
That was teaching in the dependent schools.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What was the nature of your housing?
We were in BOQs. And by BOQ, I think I said it was Bachelor's Army Quarters. And I was just about a block from the schoolhouse. And I had to share my bathroom with another person. She was not a teacher, she was a secretary.
Did you have a room alone?
I had a room alone, and when I first went into the BOQ, when it was, my room was finished, so that I could get in, I went over one noon to look and see what it looked like, and I found an ugly green chair in my room. It was very worn and it wasn't pretty at all. And as I went by where some men were working, there was another chair that I really took quite a liking to. So I said to them, would you trade those chairs bring that chair into my room and take the green one and put it in that room? They said, sure. So I took the chair and I had it in my room. Then later on, our Putzfrau, which it was our American housekeeper, saw a chair that
she
would
was
just
a,
match.
Excuse me, she
yes.
was a German housekeeper.
She was a German housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw another chair that matched the little chair that I had in my room. And unbeknownst to me, I came home at night and found that other chair in my room. So I said to her, how do I get this chair? And she said, well, you do quite a bit of entertaining in here, and I thought you needed an extra chair. So I gave it to her. I shouldn't tell this, but coffee was so rare in Germany. We weren't supposed to give them coffee, but I did give her a little bottle of instant Maxwell House, and she was very appreciative of it.
Did the housekeeper tell you anything about herself?
No, no. She told us very little. She did say that they had a hard time buying things and doing things, and I had a cape made from a fur coat before I left the United States, and I took that with me. And she always admired that cape, so when I left, I gave her the cape, and she just broke down and cried about it. She was just that happy.
Was she married?
I think so, but I don't know.
I see. She was quite reserved
yes.
about her own personal
yes.
life. Sometimes
at night, she always went home when her work was over, but now what home was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Was your room in a hotel, or was it in... another kind of a building?
It was just a building full of just rooms and bath.
I see.
It was a big building.
Did you have hot water?
Yes.
This was not common for the Germans at that time.
No, I presume not.
Mm-hmm. What did you do after your service was concluded?
I came back to Lansing.
And you?
To teach. And when I first came back at the first party in the fall, I had received a welcoming letter from the superintendent of schools in Lansing and from the mayor's office and one or two others welcoming me to Lansing as a new teacher. So at the first party, they were giving the new teachers a rose mm-hmm. or a carnation. I don't remember which it was. So I put one on my coat. And people said to me, Etta Goff, what are you doing with that here in Lansing after all these years? And I said, well, I was welcomed as a new teacher, so I thought I might just as well be a new teacher.
And you're back home from where you started.
That's right.
This has been a delight interviewing you, Etta.